from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. The cleanup has begun after a powerful hurricane ripped through the southeastern American state of Florida. Heavy rains produced dangerous storm surges that may still produce coastal flooding. The National Hurricane Center warned that swells generated by the storm along the southeastern U.S. coast could still cause life-threatening surf and rip current conditions, with the deepest waters occurring in areas with high onshore winds accompanied by destructive waves. The United Nations Security Council on Monday is debating a resolution that calls for new economic sanctions against North Korea in response to its continuing nuclear program and missile tests. The latest resolution was written by the United States in response to North Korea's sixth underground nuclear test on September 3rd. It's believed to have been of the regime's first hydrogen bomb. The initial draft called for an oil and natural gas embargo of the North, along with a freeze on all foreign assets held by dictator Kim Jong-un and his government. Diplomats now say a revised draft that is going to be debated has modified the initial ban on oil and gas shipments and eliminates the assets freeze on Kim Jong-un. The new version was drafted after intense negotiations with Russia and China, both of which have veto power in the Council. The new draft maintains a ban on textile exports, which was included in the original version. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. A suicide bomber rammed his explosives-packed car into a NATO military convoy, wounding a small number of foreign troops and Afghan civilians Monday in Afghanistan. The Taliban quickly took credit for the afternoon attack, which took place near the U.S.-run Bagram military air base. NATO's Resolute Support Mission said the wounded service members were taken to the Bagram hospital for treatment. It says none of the injuries are considered life-threatening. Pope Francis ended his trip to Colombia by appealing to people to unite to end more than half a century of armed conflict. At a mass in Cartagena, he said, if Colombia wants a stable and lasting peace, it must untie the knots of violence and unravel the complex threads of disagreements. He also expressed what he calls his closeness to each one of the sons and daughters of nearby Venezuela. The head of the multinational task force fighting Boko Haram says the war against the migrants is being won. For VOA, Moki Edwin Kinzika reports from the village of Badua in Cameroon.
Soldiers from the 7,800-person task force have been stationed in several towns and villages along the Nigeria-Cameroon border since those communities were liberated from Boko Haram a little over a year ago. The force's commander, Nigerian-born General Lucky Irabo, visited four communities along the border on Saturday to reassure local residents and rally the troops.
Boko Haram and other criminal gangs, their end has come. Boko Haram is on the downward trend. That alone should motivate you to know that the war has been won, and for it, you to give in the last ounce of your energy and your commitment so that they will be completely defeated. Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
Irabo ordered the soldiers to focus on stopping suicide bombers and told them to work more closely with local self-defense groups. Moki Edwin Kinzika for VOA News, Budwa, Cameroon.
The Trump administration asked the country's highest court on Monday to block a lower court ruling that would allow refugees with formal assurances from U.S. resettlement agencies to come to the United States. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting from VOA's World Headquarters in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.